Let's turn our songbooks to number 57. And sing the mighty power of God. And let's stand together as we enter into God's presence. Number 57. Privilege of drawing nigh to God today. Yes. Blessed is the man that you choose it, and that you allow to approach you. Thank you, Lord. We consider it a great honor and privilege this morning that we can come together like this, we can be in your presence, that you can speak to our hearts, Lord, and you can work in us by your power. We thank you. Thank you for Jesus, his great love for us today, and we open our hearts to all that you have for us in this meeting, Lord. Thank you for all that you've been doing for us throughout the week. And Lord, we pray that today you will grant a special blessing to every camper, every worker, all the guests, and all those that have come to join us this morning. We want Jesus Christ to be glorified in all that is said and done. We pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint us so that we may be enabled to do so. Let Jesus fill this place this morning, and let us leave knowing that we're filled with him. Praise God.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's also turn to number 18 in our hymn books, and we'll sing to God in glory. Too many more in comfortably. Well, that's nice. God's house. It's nice to see God's house full. I was telling the people down in the other end of camp that when you come to church, at least in the beginning, there's nobody else there but you and Jesus. Got that? Nobody's here this morning but you and Jesus. Now, after a while, also important that we consider one another and be a blessing one to another. And we're looking forward to that. When we first come together, we want to get our eyes on Him and Him alone. And then we want to praise Him as though there's no one else here. And just praise Him with all our hearts. because he's been so good to us. And then, of course, it is good to praise him together and to encourage one another and be a blessing one to another. And we're looking forward to that. This morning we'll hear from our cottagers under the leadership of our sister Antia and her counselors. And then we're looking forward to hearing from our brother John Munsinger, one of our camp trustees for many years. And Brother John does a lot of work here at camp. You don't know what he does because you're not usually here when he's doing it. He comes up and works along with Brother Tom, and he rolls up his sleeve and does building, and then there's a lot of running around to get permits and things like that. I've just gotten a little insight into some of the things that go on in these last couple of years, and so glad that there are those that are willing to do that because they love the Lord and they love the camp. Praise God, they love the people of God. So we'll hear from our brother John, and then we'll hear from the villagers. Yes, and under Sister Mary's leadership and those that minister with her. And then I'll have something to share with you if there's time. Lord willing, praise God. My name's Ken Freeman. Some of you don't know who I am. I'm one of the pastors of the Canarsie Full Gospel Chapel in Brooklyn. Yes, there is a place called Canarsie. I live there. And I minister with my father-in-law, Brother John Schreck. Okay. Now you can forget all about me, but I have to give you something to forget. Okay. And now we're going to just look to Jesus and open our hearts to him. Sister Antia, will you come and minister to us and the children? Thank you.